food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
If you're like me, you love the taste of butter, but hey, we're not supposed to eat it, or it's okay now, or is it? It's so confusing. And then sugar, should we eat any at all? I mean, it's just so confusing as what we can and can't do. But we have got Dr. David Katz with us to help us figure this out. He is author of 15 books, oh my gosh. The latest is one you absolutely need to get, is Disease Proof, Slash Your Risk of Heart Disease, Cancer, Diabetes, and More by 80%. So he's here to help us sort all this out. Of course, it's such an honor to have you with us, Dr. Katz. And as I mentioned, I'm just so confused about the conflicting research and media reports. Help us out. How do we sort this out?
All right, ladies. Great to be with you. And I'm pleased to say that the answer is really simple. Wholesome foods, sensible combinations, a good diet all around the world throughout the peer-reviewed scientific literature and across generations has been made up of foods direct from nature, in particular vegetables, fruits, whole grains, beans, lentils, nuts, and seeds, with a whole lot less of everything else. Some people include meat, some people don't. Some people include fish, some people don't. Some people include dairy, some people don't. Some people eat eggs routinely, some people don't. But if your diet is mostly made up of those highly nutritious, un- or minimally processed plant foods, you win. And what you win is the greatest of prizes, a high chance for both longevity and vitality, more years in life, more life in years. And all of the rest of this is noise and mostly about somebody trying to sell you something. It really is. There's a cottage industry at the moment in butter is back and eat more meat, butter, cheese. But it's nonsense. The scientific evidence that's being cited, if you actually read the studies, and most of the people writing about it, blogging about it, and mouthing off about it have not read the studies and aren't qualified to read them. Frankly, they make your eyes glaze over. But they don't show that saturated fat is good for us. Basically, what they show is that diets excessive in saturated fat from butter and fatty meats are exactly as bad as diets excessive in sugar, that if we swap out saturated fat calories for sugar and refined starch, our health is crummy both times. But if we trade out sugar and saturated fat calories for, you guessed it, more whole grains, more plant foods, unsaturated oils from nuts, seeds, avocado, olive, fish, health outcomes improve markedly. That's what the science shows. That's what a global group of leading experts agree is the right formula. That's the conclusion of the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee this year. And that's what Michael Pollan pithily summarized 8 years ago was eat food, right, not too much, mostly plants. And finally,
yep.
It's exactly the theme that runs through all five of the world's blue zones, places described by Dan Buettner, those places around the world where people live the longest and have the most vitality. They eat food, not too much, mostly plants, every time, but they vary markedly. Some of them have a high-fat Mediterranean diet. The fat comes from nuts and seeds and olives and avocado and fish. Some of them have a low-fat Asian-style diet or even a vegan diet. Some eat meat, some don't. Some add dairy, some don't. But they share the theme. It's simple. We just, there's a lot of money to be made from the pseudo-confusion. Books to be sold, morning shows to be populated with try the latest, greatest diet every day, and it's something new. So, there's a whole industry that wants us to be confused. It's nonsense.
Being confused is a moneymaker. You absolutely. Now, so what you're really saying is we need to get back to basics, which I love that.
Yeah, it's simple. We also need to get away from scapegoats or silver bullets. Is sugar toxic or poison? Sugar's been part of the human diet for thousands of years. When it was in its place, it wasn't toxic. When, we ate relatively little of it as a treat, it was just fine. I mean, sugar isn't poison per se. We've got it floating in our bloodstream all the time in the form of glucose, and if we didn't, we would die. So it's silly to say that sugar is intrinsically poison. Paracelsus, the father of modern toxicology, said the dose makes the poison. Well, our dose of sugars in our diets is egregiously excessive, much of it coming from absolute junk like soda, which is liquid candy. Well, yeah, the dose makes the poison, so that's poisonous, as in excess of fatty meats is also poison. But this search for scapegoats and silver bullets is really silly. By the way, I know my wife, Catherine, was on your program. She has a beautiful free recipe site. All the recipes that my family has been eating all these years, Cuisinicity.com. And I think her latest post on there, which I like very much, is entitled Putting Sugar in Its Place. And what she talks about is, you know, in good cooking, there's a place for everything as long as everything is in its place. So, you know, don't drink your sugar and don't sugar into this, that, and the other thing. And don't buy pasta sauce with added sugar. But then, you know, have a place in your diet for a little bit of added sugar in a dessert to make it delightful. Same with butter. You know, if you're a cook and you like to use butter, as a nutrition expert, I don't need to tell you that you can never eat butter. I can certainly tell you, no, butter is not bad. You're not going to make yourself healthy by eating butter. But does that mean a healthy diet needs to exclude butter? No, absolutely not. Just keep it in its place. It should be a small place. So I think we need to get away from the dogma about diet. I think we need to get away from the idea that everything to do with diet nutrition is somebody wagging their finger at you, telling you what you should and shouldn't do. Food, I think, you know, is a personal choice. I think one of the priorities is that we like it, that it tastes good. I think people need to know that what tastes good is largely a product of what's familiar. And if you eat a lot of junk and you soak your taste buds in copious amounts of sugar and salt and food chemicals all day, that becomes familiar and you prefer junk. I heartily recommend taste bud rehab in that instance. You know, slowly move toward better choices, less processed food, shorter ingredient list. Claim your taste buds back so they familiarize themselves with simpler flavors. You'll learn to prefer them. And then again, a place for everything, everything in its place, including sugar.
Dr. Katz, you put this all so beautifully and explain it to everybody with such clarity. That's truly inspiring. I was in the room full of registered dietitians when you spoke to us at FENSI in Nashville, the Food and Nutrition Expo. And, you know, it's a group of people that are educated and yet still have so much to learn from you, because I think we have all fallen into this bad habit of vilifying one certain group of food, because people come to us wanting a quick solution and wanting a quick fix. And it's really hard to give them nothing, to turn around and say, well, if you take out soda alone, it's not going to fix all your problems. You have to look at everything around that and do everything at once and encourage them to do more than just take one thing out. And so thank you for all the work that you do and continue to do to help us kind of translate all this information so that people know what they're hearing and what they should follow and what they shouldn't follow.
Well, thank you. And it's not just about information. I agree with you. It's hard. It's not complicated, but it's hard. And frankly, we should make it easier, and that requires culture change. So a lot of the focus of my career is on culture change. You know, we can't have America running on Dunkin', and we can't market multicolored marshmallows as part of a complete breakfast and expect all to be well. So, you know, we really do need culture change. I'm working on something called the True Health Initiative, which is focused at that level. But in the meantime, people can rally around this holistic truth. You know, most people realize that get-rich-quick schemes are the stuff of sitcoms.
Yeah.
It's time for people to grow up and realize that lose weight quick or get healthy quick or anti-age yourself quick with just one silver bullet is equally the stuff of sitcoms.
You're absolutely right. And that's, you know, people need to just wake up and go back to basics, like Ellen mentioned and like you said before. And I think a good way for people to get inspired and really learn how to do that is to look for resources that will allow them to have the information in their hands. And a great way to do that is to look for some of your books. You have several of them. One we're highlighting today is Disease Proof / Your Risk of Heart Disease, Cancer, Diabetes, and More by 80%. And to find out for more from Dr. Katz, go to his website. That's davidkatzmd.com and his wife's cuisinicity.com. You're going to find some great resources there in addition to recipes. Dr. Katz, has been an honor to have you with us. I hope that you'll come back soon. Thank you for being in our Family Food Kitchen. Everybody, eat well and stay well.